you.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We are launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So your calls are what the show is about. Otherwise, we bring up things that are interesting to us. Coming up, nicotine gum and a teenager did not mix well. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But first, Fred Reed over at LouRockwell.com asks the question, is military service honorable? You certainly hear a lot of allusions in popular culture and in the press and the media in America and probably from friends and family and coworkers, this constant worshipfulness of the troops. Even if they disagree with what the troops are doing, it's always you have to support the troops because, well, it's an honorable profession. And Fred Reed, I think, was actually in the military, so he may have a thing or two to say about it here. Last night, V and I watched for the first time a documentary shot by my friend Jim Coyne on Joan Baez and the movement against a war that no one any longer remembers far away on another planet. It was a lovely film work. Jim is a genius, and I may have to stop having friends. I feel inferior to all of them, and it gets depressing. Of no interest to anyone but me, perhaps, it completely changed my understanding of Joan Baez, whom I had regarded for 40 years as just another pretty voice. No, turns out she's smart, tough, and principled in a world that isn't. I hereby apologize. And I'd like to take a moment to apologize to Ms. Baez as well. Because when I was in high school, my smarmy, bratty friends and I decided to make fun of one of our Spanish teachers. And our Spanish teacher was a Quaker. She was somebody who I think liked Joan Baez, because I believe Joan Baez is also a Quaker.
Has that sound to it, yeah.
I believe that's the case. And so we did some very, you know, juvenile things, like printing. We took the, you know, the Quaker guy from the Quaker Oats cereal boxes, and one guy made what he called Quaker armor. He took several cutouts of the Quaker guy and, like, attached them to himself. And there were banners that were posted around the school. I mean, it was a real big event. And yeah, the lady certainly... She was an authoritarian kind of teacher, and she definitely did not jive with me too well, but Ms. Baez certainly did not deserve that. And
what did Ms. Baez get out of this thing with the Quakers?
She was made fun of. That's all. It was it was called Joan Baez Day, actually, is what the entire festival was surrounding Joan Baez and making fun of Quakers. And now, of course, irony of ironies, I'm a Quaker today. So it's funny how life works out like that.
Well, it is funny, but as a Quaker, do you feel anything about Quaker oats? Because I don't. I mean, if somebody wants to relate my religion to some oats, okay. It means nothing to me. I don't wear the funny hat. I don't have the long hair. I have nothing about my life is in any way similar to the oats.
And no, we went to that Quaker meeting this weekend.
All it just shows is ignorance of the Quaker religion, and I'm not saying that...
Oh, I had no idea what Quakerism was.
And that's right. To you, the only thing that there was about Quaker were the oats.
It was an opportunity to irritate a teacher that we didn't like.
Sure.
And it's just kind of... I just wanted to take this moment to apologize. Not that either of them are listening, but it's just kind of funny how things work out. Now, after all of that, here I am as a Quaker.
I think that there's on the BBS, there's a very funny little post from Richard Rosewater III, who I believe is a comic genius, who has us both in the Quaker
the garb.
He took the oats thing and put it on there and then said,
"That's cute.
Use the unicure, my brother," or something like that. It's really, really funny.
So he goes on, Fred Reed at LouRockwell.com here. He says, in that war, of course he's talking about Vietnam, I forget what planet it was on. The freaks and professors and mothers and the simply decent finally managed to stop the carnage, though only after the Pentagon had killed 60,000 American kids and a million or so Vietnamese, not to mention devastating Laos and bringing Pol Pot to power. God, I'm proud. We're such a force for democracy. When the GIs left Asia in 1973, the commie peaceniks thought they'd won, and they had, for 10 minutes. The grip of the military on the country loosened briefly. Unfortunately, the soldiers learned not how to win wars, which they do poorly, if at all, but how to keep a war going. Winning a war isn't all it's cracked up to be. The promotions and contracts stop. When you're paid to do something, it's in your interest to not ever finish doing it. The Pentagon's first lesson learned was to avoid conscription, as the conscripted and their families will take to the streets. By using an army of volunteer suckers about whom nobody of importance cares, the military severs its wars from most of the country, which loses interest. The brass are then free to do as they choose. The second lesson learned was that while defeating the enemy is not necessary and perhaps not desirable, controlling the press is everything. And they did it. So 40 or so years after the Lovins, the Marches, the Righteous Dope, all of which may seem silly, but in my view preferable to watching a Cambodian mother screaming over the open bleeding guts of her child, The Pentagon is at it again. Once more, the jets howl over remote primitive countries, countries that did nothing to the United States and couldn't have, and promotions flow, and contracts, and generals demand more troops and more money to stop communism. Oh, excuse me, terrorism. Soon, the Chinese, a better threat, coming to a theater near you. With the passing of years, one demon fades into another. Switching enemies is much easier now, what with search and replace. It's all about democracy and freedom and patriotism and saving America from... well, from something. The hoopla changes little, and how well it works. Patriotic friends sometimes say to me of the military ardent things like, "When your country says go, you go!" I seldom point out that no one in their families is in the slightest danger of having to go, nor that the country is recruiting hard and they aren't urging their children to enlist, nor do I ask, what's your attitude toward having your daughter drafted onto the streets of Baghdad for 5 tours, perhaps coming back drooling and gurgling for life after having her brain scrambled by a roadside bomb? Patriotism is important to patriots. They're full of it, and I'm about a quart low. I shut up. I don't want to lose friends. Yet, I think I must be a communist. It seems to me that when your country says go, you should ask, why? Do you have a reason to kill whoever you're being sent to kill? And how many of these people in the military ask that? How many of them ask it?
You know, I was
only
just,
once in a while, because it's a news story when they do.
I've been having one of these, and I don't know why I do it to myself. One of these online debates. Somebody came on and they said something dumb like, now that the terrorists are torturing people and the Obama administration and blah blah blah. You fill in the rest. It's just stupid.
We got to get them over there before they come here.
Right, and I'm like, look, the United States classified waterboarding as terrorism in World War II. You can't have it both ways. And then it starts. Yeah, you know, they just talking about it. Imagine that there was a wife beater and coming in to get the woman and her kids, and wouldn't you shoot him? What? I wouldn't go to his house and shoot him in his living room. I mean, what? So, you know, this it goes on, and then the soldiers chime in, and the one soldier,
I take offense.
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. Because, you know, he's a mindless mupron over there blowing people apart, and... you know, he hasn't even thought about it. He's not even old enough to consider what it's like to have his child dismembered by some kind of weapon of, significant size destruction, and doesn't care.
They're not real children over there.
Right. They're
not
brown
humans.
Children. And that's, you know, it's collateral damage. It's not like it matters. Whoops. Sorry it was a wedding. Sorry it was your family.
Yeah,
sorry.
They won't have to see
them. For every one of those you hear about, there's 10 you don't.
Yeah.
And this guy suggested that I watch the movie Obsession. Did you get this in the mail?
I did.
Oh, I remember when that came in.
Disgusting propaganda given out by some, American Jewish organization that wants to see Israel, protected or whatever.
It's about as bad as the propaganda that they complained about coming out of Iran.
Right. It's disgusting stuff. And it's twisted. And this guy suggests I watch it. He says it's very unbiased. What?
Yeah.
You don't even know what unbiased is. You're that messed up, man.
So Fred Reed says, ask why if you're being sent to kill somebody, and if you have a reason to kill whoever you're being sent to kill, then go. Otherwise, don't. If I told you to go to Ottawa and kill Canadians, you'd think me mad and think it correctly. But why then should you obediently kill them because a politician in Washington, or 435 of them, or 535 of them, tells you to do it? I don't understand. And, of course, your country doesn't ever tell you anything at all. Countries are just abstractions. Men tell you to go, and for their own purposes. Dick Cheney or George Bush, Nixon, or the men that run the petroleum industry, or people in the Israeli lobby, or men in the military companies that want contracts, or the officers who want to give war a try. He's got a few more thoughts here in moments. Is military service honorable? Well, I think you can figure out what his answer is. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water. Not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including live streams, broadband, dial-up, and even a webcam version of the show. They're all available for you free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Fred Reed over at lewrockwell.com is talking about, or answering the question, is military service honorable? And he's pointing out that a lot of these people are just doing as they're told. They're just blindly obeying whatever demands that the men in Washington, D.C. are demanding of them. It's not their country that is sending them anywhere. It's the men in charge of the military that are sending them there, as we pointed out so many times on this program. And Reed continues. He says, countries are abstractions. It's the men that tell you to go and for their own purposes. Why are these people, Dick Cheney, Barack Obama, all those guys, my country? And why isn't Joan Baez my country instead of David Petraeus? I will choose who is my country, thank you. Leadbelly, Benny Goodman, Carl Perkins, and Ms. Emily Ann will come before LeMay, McNamara, Lyndon Johnson, and Obama, long before. Soldiers talk much of honor. I don't understand how military service can possibly be thought of as honorable. If the Wehrmacht were landing in North Carolina, yes, but I don't believe that it is. Where is the honor in bombing from the air lightly armed peasants who can't fight back? It's cowardly, yes, and obscene, but don't talk of honor. Murder for hire is murder for hire.
That's what Major General Smedley Butler said about his career. He said he was essentially a high-class muscle man for big business.
Yeah, and that was War is a Racket, his book that I think is available free on the Internet.
And that was from World War One and his invasions of Panama and the Philippines and things like that. It's the same. It's been the same thing all along.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, these companies, these large companies that have more control in the government than you do, manage to get these wars surreptitiously started. They whip people up over nonsense that may or may not be true, and then
demise an enemy.
They benefit.
Yep. And the dupes, you know, there's a fresh batch of new dupes every single year because somebody's always turning 18.
I was sure one.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I was too. When I was in high school, I thought the military would be pretty cool, man. You know, free rent and stuff like that.
There was my mom thought it was just the darn best deal because, you know, you work 20 years and then you leave with a great retirement. And that, and all those things are true.
And discipline.
All right, whatever that means. But, you know, all the benefits are absolutely true. But they just go to show that these people are nothing but bureaucrats with guns.
We now have men who sit at screens drinking coffee and firing missiles from remote robotic aircraft at
it's
people
crazy.
On the ground whom they cannot identify. Brave men, they. I could burst into a kindergarten and kill the children with a ball bat. The one is as honorable as the other. Recently, I saw on television a black sergeant in Afghanistan, probably chosen by his commander for photogenicity, standing in front of a tank or mobile gun, I forget which. He said something scripted like, "This is a such-and-such unit, the most powerful fighting force in the world." This sort of ritual cockiness is carefully ingrained. Near my barracks in Paris Island was a sign, "The most dangerous thing in the world is a Marine rifleman." If it had said an ambitious colonel, it would have come closer to the truth. But one may wonder, unless one already knows, how good the Pentagon's military really is. A pissed-off peasant with an RPG would seem, on the evidence, more effective than the pricey Zoom kapows arrayed against him. I cannot endorse the politics of the Taliban. If one of them told me that my daughter couldn't go to school, one of us would leave the room on a stretcher. Yet, as fighting men, are they not magnificent? They have only rifles, explosives, RPGs, and balls. Their enemies have unlimited air support, helicopters, armor, artillery, sophisticated communications, night vision gear, good food, and excellent medical care. The Taliban take heavy casualties. Their enemies almost none. The ragheads don't even have PX privileges, yet they have not been defeated. A fight on even terms would last perhaps 5 minutes. This for $1 trillion. What the hell? Plus ka change, plus ka doesn't. Next year in Beijing, tell you what though, I never liked Kumbaya and We Shall Overcome is probably the sappiest song ever written. But those people had nothing to be ashamed of. 800-259-9231. Fred Reed over at LouRockwell.com. Your
obviously, I can't disagree.
No, I just thought it was really powerful. I thought you deserved to hear it. 800-259-9231. We will talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Here's a short story about a politician kind of making good. Old Bob Barr who I'm sure has sent plenty of people to die in his name when he was a representative, so-called, in the U.S. House of Representatives.
We've certainly talked a lot of crap about him on this show when he ran for president of the Libertarian Party.
Yes, he helped seriously to contribute to the demise of the principles of the Libertarian Party, and for that, you know, he certainly...
I think the Libertarian Party...
they were well on their way out at that point, for sure. But to Bob's credit... The U.S. House of Representatives Thursday passed the District of Columbia Appropriations Bill, and in doing so removed an 11-year-old amendment barring the district from implementing the medical marijuana law approved by voters in 1998. Do you remember when we've talked about that in the past? Do you remember what happened there?
No.
Voters...
Well, it was Bob Barr who put the amendment in place
exactly.
to stop the medical marijuana measure from passing.
There was a fairly significant majority of D.C. residents that voted to... approve medical marijuana within the district,
mm-hmm.
and since the House of Representatives is essentially apparently the legislative body for D.C.,
yes.
they stepped in and decided, no.
Nope.
We're just going to put this thing on hold because we can, and to hell with the will of the voters, this isn't going through. And it was Representative Bob Barr. It was called the Barr Amendment. He was the guy that put this thing forth, and it's been attacked by both medical marijuana and D.C. home rule advocates for years as an unconscionable intrusion into district affairs. Ironically, Barr, who was defeated in a Republican primary in 2004, in part because of his opposition to medical marijuana, has become an advocate of drug law reform.
He's seen the light.
Including for,
hallelujah.
For repeal of his own amendment. He's done stints with the ACLU and the Marijuana Policy Project. According to MPP, today represents a victory not just for medical marijuana patients, but for all city residents who have the right to determine their own policies in their own district without federal meddling. D.C. residents overwhelmingly made the sensible, compassionate decision to pass a medical marijuana law, and now 10 years later, suffering Washingtonians finally may be allowed to focus on treating their pain without fearing arrest. Now, of course, the operative word being may. It hasn't actually happened yet. But with Republicans in control of the House until 2006, Congress had reapproved the Barr Amendment in every D.C. appropriations bill until this year. But even under Republican control, pressure had begun to mount after the death of a D.C. resident quadriplegic medical marijuana user who was arrested and died in a D.C. jail for lack of adequate medical care. Story that I hadn't even heard about, but is not surprising in any way. The story,
I don't know, did Bob Barr say he was sorry?
I don't know, but I do know they had to pay him to lobby for this. So he only gets a little bit of credit. Like, he gets some credit for going in and actually doing the work to undo what he originally worked toward. There's credit deserved there, but the fact that MPP had to actually hire him as a lobbyist to get him to come out and do that, I don't know what that says. That's kind of weak, Bob.
Well, I think a person's time is worth something, and if he can get money for lobbying, that doesn't bother me.
But to undo the damage that he did, the right thing to do would have been to go on in there and to, you know, say your mea culpa, eat a little bit of crow, and show up and appear and do this out of the goodness of your own heart, not because you're getting a paycheck.
I hear your point.
1-800-259-9231, but hey, you know, he's a politician. I'll give him a little bit of credit where it's due, but there isn't much credit to give on this one. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include, by the way, the Facebook profile, of which you can become a fan and network with other Free Talk Live listeners at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. So we're going to go to, you've got a story about nicotine gum, right, Mark, and a school? Give us the details on that. Something happened that wasn't supposed to happen.
From UPI, I'm not sure entirely what I think about this. It's just weird. From UPI, West Bromwich, England, the mother of a 14-year-old British boy who overdosed on nicotine gum blames the school officials who allowed it to be handed out without parental consent. So, you know, there immediately off the top, you wonder, why are school officials handing out nicotine gum to 14-year-olds? And, you know, parental consent, you would think that they would need that. And who's watching the watchers on this nicotine gum is the next question you'll ask once you hear this. The boy, identified as Adam Williams of West Bromwich, England, fell ill and collapsed after chewing 105 pieces of Nicorette gum
in
25 minutes.
In 25 minutes?
105 pieces. I mean, this
That's
could only be a dare.
That's a lot of nicotine.
I've never taken the nicotine gum, but I imagine it says on the box you're only supposed to take it so often.
Right. Administer a certain amount of nicotine to yourself. I can't even imagine what was going on here. Did he like
once an hour or something?
I can't imagine this was even a mistake. This had to be like, you know, some kid doing something really dumb. You know,
how did he get that many of them?
I saw a kid when I was a kid take like 60 aspirin. And just being suicidal, but like self-destructive.
He's lucky he woke up afterwards.
Yep. So is this kid. Let's see. Apparently, it's the equivalent to smoking 180 Marlboro Light cigarettes, which is what? How many? Packs of cigarettes is that?
There'd be 9 packs of cigarettes. So it's almost a full carton.
A carton of cigarettes inside 25 minutes.
Gosh.
The Daily Mail reported Monday. Aiden told authorities he had been given the gum by another student who had and had received it from drug counselors visiting Menzies High School Science College.
So they didn't directly give it to this young man.
Why are they giving it anyway?
Right.
They had been to the school that morning, giving out hundreds of boxes of Nicorette to pupils who smoke.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mother, Caroline Williams, told the Daily Mail, doctors said that he could have died had he not been kept in for 24 hours for observation. I know that what my son did was stupid, but if it proves anything, these kids can't be given responsibility for taking medication that could do serious harm.
He's 14 years old, and he can't take responsibility for taking medication. That's sad.
Right.
Is he a smoker?
No. He's not even a smoker? I don't get that impression.
Because I can understand
if it kills a smoker, honestly.
This is just a stunt.
It's a stupid kid thing.
Yeah.
Stupid teen boy thing.
What I'm going to do.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Okay, so
Aiden's friend who was originally given the gum would have been told very clearly how often to use it by the worker who gave it to him. And this is one of the problems, with administering things in a government school to kids without their parents' consent.
Well, at least if you're giving out condoms.
Gum, you give out condoms for free, and you can believe that some kid's going to suffocate himself. You give out abortions, some little girl's going to die, and her parents didn't give permission. These are some of the problems with giving out medical stuff in school.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think there's a problem here, no doubt about it. But it just goes to show that these teachers and these administrators believe that the kids are theirs, not the parents.
Yeah.
They have identified that your son has a problem with smoking. So they have decided to take it on their own volition and help him solve his problem. Because you parents aren't doing enough for your kids. So we're going to take the mantle of taking care of your children for you.
And
that's what's going on here.
No responsibility. If you can imagine,
even if they botch it up,
right?
Yeah.
If you can imagine what would happen to Ms. Caroline Williams,
his mom,
if she had administered to her son 180 cigarettes worth of Nicorette gum. Then, he would have been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen to the school? Are they going to shut it down tomorrow?
No.
Are they going to, are they going to do anything to these bureaucrats? Are they going to lose their jobs? No. But this woman would have lost likely the most valuable thing she has on the planet, which is her son. And they won't bear any responsibility. Because that's what it's like, people.
Remember, they've got discretion.
They can do whatever they want. They're the government, and they can do whatever they want.
Yep, it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how creative your defense is in court.
It doesn't matter how much they hurt you, your family, someone you love, someone you don't even know. It doesn't matter.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I wonder if somebody's friend who's listening to the podcast or the radio show for the first time is going to be offended by us saying
the government is good.
And never listen again.
Government, what are you talking about? Government's great. You know what? What can you do? I mean, I never said anything I didn't believe about the Tea Party. What you're referencing is an email we got earlier from somebody who said his friend listened when we were talking about Tea Parties, and I was critical, as I have been and will continue to be, even though I attended one of them, critical of the Tea Parties, because I don't think that everything is just going to work. And I'm going to speak out when I don't believe something is as effective as it otherwise could be. And so I've never said anything I don't fully believe, and I'm not going to candy coat my feelings about things. I'm sorry if it offends people.
I think in the case of the Tea Party thing, perhaps we should have given more pros to the Tea Party cons that we spoke of. In this case, I
gave every pro I could think of, Mark.
Yeah, but we gave the cons a lot more vociferously, I've got to say. Personally, that's how I feel. But in this case, I mean, what are we supposed to say?
I don't think
the government really can do whatever it wants, and you really can't do anything about it. Not darn much, at least.
But back to the issue of pros and cons and all that, I'm critical of our own rallies. I mean, whenever I think a rally run by my friends is relatively ineffective, it's just a feel-good event. I mean, there was a bunch of Free State Liberty activists that were out front of the courthouse a few weeks back waving signs. They were anti-drug war signs, and very great, very creative signs. We got a lot of honks from people driving by, and that's all that is. It's just a feel-good event to say, hey, we're here. You know, it doesn't do anything else besides that. But it's something to get people together and to get them feeling good together and to get them socializing and being together. And to that end, I think that that's good. But to expect that anything's going to happen from any sign waving, even the ones that we organize, is ludicrous. And so I'll critique our own events. 1-800-259-9231. Alex emails in, hey, I'm a fairly new listener. I have some questions on perhaps opinions on ostracism. I heard Ian use the example of if he'd known someone that came into his business and they were a member of the Ku Klux Klan who burned crosses in their yard, he would not allow them service from his business. And I can understand that because if people don't like how you're running your business, such as keeping people like the Ku Klux Klan out, they can go somewhere else. But another example was from the school principal in the child porn incident. Now, this was the principal that had adult women photographs with the heads of the teen girls, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it was an elementary
young
school.
Girls
young
were,
girls.
In their teens.
From the school. Girls from the school, their heads pasted onto adult women's bodies.
Yeah.
But another example, that's what he's talking about. People could ostracize the principal rather than send him to jail, sure, but where would that end? What if I had an odd fetish and it somehow got out? I wasn't involved in hurting anyone by having this fetish, but I was ostracized for it. I'm not sure why people can't just accept someone for who they are. I suppose acceptance and understanding can come through enlightenment, but I think it would take a very long time for people to start thinking outside of their own box. Now, there really aren't very many questions in there, as he suggested there would be, but he does point out, and his question is basically, why can't people accept someone for who they are? And if it's for some sort of sexual thing, then yeah, I'm all in favor of accepting people for who they are. If they aren't actually hurting another person, if they're not damaging another person's life or their property,
doing snuff films,
yeah, then I have no problem whatsoever. My only suggestion was that ostracism would have been a preferable choice in that case to actually putting this man in a prison cell for 25 years, which is what he was facing in jail.
I can see ostracism in the case of the principal. I mean, imagine for a second it's your daughter, and you're not going to think that that's quite so cool that this guy that's sitting up there running the school and taking the big fat paycheck for running everything is, you know, looking at pictures that he imagines of these girls.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9800.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. Enough time if you make the call right now for you to get in and talk about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you, it'll only be $3 a month. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. The details are all right there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we're going to go back into the email box here as Katrina emails. She says, guys, I wrote you once back when I was in high school. It was about public schools trying to take away individualism. And since then, I've graduated with several suspensions and warnings under my belt and finished my freshman year at college while working two jobs. Now I really feel and see everything I'd ever listened to you two protest about and everything I stood against. Honestly, life got away from me and I stopped standing for what I truly believed in. And for that, I feel like I let down everyone who stands for freedom. I'm done and no longer want to feed into this system. I want to help. What can I do? At this point, I don't really have a lot of money between school and jobs. It's hard for people that are in their early 20s Absolutely. To have a lot of money. She says, ironically, I'm a double major in criminal justice and sociology. Mostly, I don't have money because I'm being taxed at every turn, and half the time I have to choose between gas and food because half my paycheck I never see, and the rest goes to sales tax and expensive plate renewals. I'm done fighting to stay afloat on minimum wage while the boss comes in and says, thanks for working so hard to get me that bonus. Now I can take my vacation. A few days longer. He actually said those words at a meeting while most of the workers are on food stamps and WIC because we work for minimum wage. I hate Meijer, M-E-I-J-E-R. I don't know what that is, but if I quit, I guess it's her job, then I'm screwed and I won't be any help. So I may not have money, not through fault of my own, but I do have time. I live in a small town, and I feel like my voice won't do a lot of good here. However, I do plan on attending the township hall meetings with my father. Start small, right? Is she on the right track so far here, guys?
Town meeting?
That's what she's saying, yeah.
Can't hurt.
Gotta start somewhere.
I'm so frustrated, she says, that Michael Jackson and McDonald's taking off a slice of cheese was the headline news instead of hijacked ships in international waters and the continued tyranny of the government. I may only be 19, but I can sure as hell see that the government wants people to be dumb and materialistic so they can do whatever they want, and people like sheep will follow their shepherd over the cliff. I want to help change this, but what can I do? At this point, I don't care if I need to spend time in jail. I'm young, and I'd rather spend time fighting for what's right rather than spend my life in fear of the government. Well, I must go back to my SE job in retail. Thanks for everything you do, from Katrina.
You know, we were, both you and I were sort of in this conundrum when we were doing the show for the first 2 or 3 years. We essentially were doing a kind of a libertarian talk show that had essentially the same solutions that any other talk show has, except
vote libertarian.
Right. But except the likelihood of people voting libertarian is really minimal.
Yeah.
you know, at the other talk show shows that say vote Democrat or vote Republican, you had the possibility that your candidate was going to win because Democrats and Republicans win. However, when your solution is vote libertarian, you're offering people a solution that hasn't yet worked and doesn't, if they look at it, doesn't seem even likely to work. So
no, and now that we've looked at it further, we realize that it was futile.
Right, and that's how I feel now, is that voting libertarian really didn't help, especially on a national type level. I'm not against it, but
had it started to work, let's say that people actually did start to vote libertarian, what would have happened is what did happen, and that is Libertarian Party would become a threat to the establishment, and the establishment would co-opt it, which is what has happened to the Libertarian Party. It's been taken over from the inside by establishment people, by people that are in favor of the state. And so it's now been completely watered down. But to get back to Katrina's question,
right, what can
what
you
is
do?
It she can do?
We didn't have a solution. I mean, you know, be like, we, you know, non-cooperation really wasn't on the radar for us, as far as, I think you at one point decided you were going to stop paying federal income tax, but I don't know at what point that was.
That would have been in 2004.
It's not very effective if you're not in an area where there are people to back you up either. Plenty of people don't cooperate with the law, and that's why the U.S. already has the highest prison population in the world. And
absolutely. Yeah. So we did come across the Free State Project, and that is, in my opinion, the best solution. But for somebody who's, for instance, right now in college and probably not going to go anywhere for the next 3 years,
well,
there are things you can do.
If you're willing to go to jail, as she said she was, I don't see why you're not willing to move. Going to jail is going to kind of...
She's in college, right?
Well, you're going to get incompletes on everything in her course.
Yeah.
And college, you can switch college anytime you want. Yeah. There's no reason
going
for her to stay.
Going to jail is going to disrupt your life as much as moving, probably.
I think the
more.
Biggest concern is local rates, state rates. I don't even know what you call them, but the rates basically change for somebody who wants to switch to a school that's outside their, you know...
You have to be a resident to get the discount,
rates.
That kind of thing.
I think that you would have to find somebody in the Free State Project that would be willing to say that you'd been living at their address for a year or two or whatever it was, and I don't know exactly how those things work, but, you know.
It would all depend on the policy of the school, I guess, right?
Or if you took it, you know, quite
state,
honestly.
Well, that's a state government requirement, so essentially you'd be asking somebody to lie so the taxpayers had to dole out money.
Whatever.
I wasn't going to suggest that she pick up and move to a different school, but that's an option. I mean, if you are excited by what's happening here in New Hampshire and you want to get up here, go to jail here in New Hampshire. It's going to be much more effective. If you feel like you have to go to jail, this is going to be the place to do it.
They've got community colleges here, too.
I don't think you necessarily have to go to jail either to have an effect. I think
no, I don't either.
And so if she just wants to get her feet wet, it doesn't sound like she's done a whole lot of activism of any sort. Maybe try starting a blog or trying
a college group. How about starting
a college group? Because just trying to put together some rallies. They don't really do anything, but you can at least get a feel for trying to organize people, talking with people about what beliefs you have.
You'll also see the futility of doing most things outside of the Free State Project. I mean,
God, it's going to be difficult.
I just don't see there's any point in doing anything for liberty. I can't think of much
of
anything out
there.
There's
a point to getting your feet wet and getting, you know, dabbling in activism and trying, you know, Mark, I mean, there was a point in what I did down in Florida in that it made me a better activist. Whether it did anything for the freedom of the people in Florida is another question.
Training for moving, fine.
Training wheels.
I'm fine with that, but I just don't, as far as doing anything for liberty, I just can't imagine that there's going to be much effect of anything that you're going to do outside of the Free State Project. I think there's minimal effect of what's going on in the Free State Project. I think it's just infinitely larger than anything else you can do elsewhere.
So
if you're still a chance.
Katrina, if you're going to stay where you are for college, if you're not going to move to New Hampshire to complete your college, if you're going to stay right where you are, I'd say hold off on going to jail and wait until you, if you're moving to New Hampshire, and hopefully you are, wait until you get up here. I know some of the ladies here are talking about a topless protest. It'll probably happen before you're done with college.
Oh, that'll just attract her here.
Yeah. But, hey, you know, it's something that a lady can participate in, and I think that's an attractive form of civil disobedience. But nonetheless, if you are staying there, then what you can do is you can do outreach to the kids of the college. I mean, the fact is, these guys are, and you know this, you're in college, they're being bombarded with socialism, they're being bombarded with Keynesian economics, they're being just completely inculcated with a statist mindset at this school, and so you can try your best, you can do your best to rescue as many of them as you possibly can. And if it takes, hopefully you can have at least one of your friends help you with this, but most colleges have some sort of common area where during the day or on the weekends or whenever, you can go and set up a table and you can do outreach to people, whether it's doing a world's smallest political quiz from the Advocates for Self-Government, or whether you've gotten some Free State Project brochures, or whatever kind of information, the individuals, the Society for Individual Liberty. I mean, there are all kinds of great liberty-oriented organizations out there that you can get in touch with, FIJA, Fully Informed Jury Association, that you can get in touch with to get some information and get that information in front of people. Maybe you could do some screenings of some liberty-oriented films, documentaries at the student theater. There's a lot of things you can do.
Distribute MP3s of Free Talk Live.
Sure.
I mean, the fact is we've been reasonably successful in converting people that listen to the show over to the ideas of liberty. I don't know how many we lose, but we certainly gain quite a few.
Maybe there's a campus radio station. Maybe you could go in there and get involved in that, host your own show, or get Free Talk Live on the air on the campus radio station. So I would say within the world of the college, there's a lot that can be done, and it is an encouraged thing on college campuses for people to do, you know, what's considered political action. So if you're going to stick it out there, I'd say get out there and meet people and introduce them to the ideas of liberty, and maybe you'll be able to bring a handful of folks up to New Hampshire with you if you come up here for the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org is their website, by the way. It's been Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
All right. Don't forget to visit Nick at his website, freemindsmedia.com, and our website is freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.